You're listening to New Technia. Surgeons could one day make custom blood vessel grafts in minutes. Harvard bioengineers developed a rapid method for producing small, customized vascular grafts from ultrafine polymer fibers. The grafts stayed open for 4 weeks in rats, but the work remains animal research and is not ready for emergency surgery in people. When a small blood vessel is badly damaged, surgeons may need to borrow a vein from another part of the patient's body because suitable synthetic replacements are limited. A new manufacturing method aims to change that by producing a customized vascular graft in minutes. The 30-second summary. What happened? Harvard researchers used focused rotary jet spinning to make small blood vessel grafts with adjustable diameter and wall thickness. Why does it matter? A surgeon could eventually make a graft that matches a patient's injured vessel during an operation. What is the catch? The grafts were tested for 4 weeks in rats, not in people. Key fact. The researchers say grafts can be manufactured within minutes rather than harvested from another part of the patient's body. Why small blood vessels are difficult to replace? Commercial synthetic grafts work better in larger vessels. Below roughly 6 mm in diameter, clotting, blockage, and mechanical mismatch become much harder to control. Surgeons often use a patient's own vein, but that adds another procedure and the available vessel may not match the damaged area. How the new method works. The process, called focused rotary jet spinning, uses a fast spinning system and directed air to turn liquid polymers into very thin fibers. Those fibers collect around a rotating form and build a tube that resembles the layered structure of a blood vessel. The team could independently adjust the graft's diameter, wall thickness, and fiber alignment, allowing it to be tailored for different injuries. What the animal test showed. The researchers implanted the grafts into the femoral arteries of rats. The vessels remained open during the 4-week study and showed early signs of tissue remodeling. That is an encouraging proof of concept, but 4 weeks is far too short to establish long-term safety, durability, or resistance to clotting in humans. Before we overstate the result, the study involved rats, not human patients. The follow-up lasted only 4 weeks. Operating room sterilization, manufacturing consistency, and regulatory approval remain unresolved. What happens next? The technology will need longer animal studies and eventually human trials. Researchers must also show that hospitals can manufacture the grafts reliably and safely under urgent surgical conditions. The immediate breakthrough is not a ready-made artificial artery. It is the possibility that customized vascular implants could someday be produced on demand instead of taken from the patient. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.